It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's. Time for another River City Sports Review. Getting toward the end of the football season, and Alec Anderson across the table, Northeast coach, and starting to feel like football finally, coach, isn't it?
It has been this week. I mean, even last Friday, it was still hot, especially with the JV game before. But yeah, finally starting to feel a little bit more like football weather. And then I think even Friday is supposed to kind of warm back up just a little bit, but yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to wear a sweatshirt at practice and just
less water. But it always cools off for the varsity contest, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end, you know, I typically would have a sweatshirt. I haven't had one on yet this year just for the simple fact that you're moving around a little more than I was when I was up in the booth in past years.
So, get the win. Talk about the ball game with Lisbon.
You know, it was pretty back and forth pretty early. We had a chance, honestly, in the first quarter to kind of shut the door, but penalties kind of bit us in the butt again, and we kind of marched backwards instead of forwards when it could have made it 21-0. And then they score right before half, got the ball coming out of halftime, scored again, and so we're sitting at 21-14. And luckily we were able to answer back a couple more times and pull away with a win.
So how good did the kids feel after that victory?
You know, it's kind of a lot different style than we've played in the past. You know, we've usually been kind of air it out team, but with our starting quarterback going down, we lean pretty heavy on the run. I can't remember the last time you'd see a Northeast team run the ball 53 times in a game. So they were pretty excited from our O-line on down, just being able to, like, assert the run game as much as we did.
And you got a new addition in the O-line.
Yeah, it was really great to have Emerson Kreinbrink back. I mean, he fit right in, and then he's a leader and a vocal leader out there, an emotional leader, and able to just make sure everybody's doing their job and staying on path and doing all the things they're supposed to do.
So 53 carries, did you spread it around, or how'd that work out?
It was spread around mainly between our quarterback running it on some designed runs and some read plays for him, and then Carson DeBoe ended up with about, I think, 24, 25 carries himself. And he ran really well over 100 yards rushing on Friday.
How is Carson doing? I know he hasn't played a whole lot of football. He's a senior now, right?
He is.
Okay, so how did he look out there?
He looked good on Friday, you know, just adapting to the game of football. He's a pretty physical kid. If you've ever watched him play soccer, he's in the mix of things all the time. So I knew contact wasn't really going to be an issue for him, but just picking up the ins and out of the offense, that's just kind of been a learning curve for him this year. I told him today, man, I wish I just had one more year with you because what could have been.
Yeah, no doubt. I would imagine, is he seeing some time on defense for you as well?
Yeah, he's been playing one of our outside linebacker spots as well. And that's probably more the struggle than it would be offensively because you're trying to identify strengths. And then when Maxson went down, we had to move him to a different position than he had been playing. So that just kind of flipped everything in his head. But he's still picking it up pretty well.
You're going to get Maxson back at all?
He got cleared to actually full participate today. So he practiced today. But we'll see how well I can wrap that arm because he does have to wear a brace on it. But not at quarterback, at least this week.
So what was the injury again, Coach?
I took a helmet to basically the elbow, and it swelled up. And they weren't sure, based on how swollen it was, if it was a break or not. So they re-x-rayed today and no break, and he's just got to wear that just for more a safety precaution than anything.
How many two-way players do you have?
We were sitting at about 36, like freshmen through seniors.
I mean, guys who are both on the offense and defense for you.
I thought you said 2A players.
No.
2A, basically, it's 11 guys pretty much playing. Emerson would be the exception to that just for the simple fact that coming off that shoulder injury, he's just strictly playing offense, so he's not reaching out, trying to grab somebody on a tackle and injure that shoulder again. But pretty much everybody's a two-way player.
Really don't get an opportunity to talk much about special teams, but how are things looking for you there? I mean, the kick return, kickoff, punt return, punt.
You know, that's where we're really trying to rest some of our guys that play both ways. So you see a lot of those JV players that played the two quarters prior jump in pretty early as subs. Typically, in a big kickoff spot, we're going to go those guys that are going both ways. Hey, we need you to get down and cover this. But kickoff, we're doing pretty well. Kick return, we averaged some pretty good return yardage. And we've gotten quite a bit better at hitting PATs. Haven't really had the opportunity or been in the position where we could kick a field goal. But Carson has looked, and he has the ability to, in practice and against a rush, hit it from 45. So that's always an option that we have in our back pocket.
Heard you talking to Coach Harrigan. You say you guys have been working in some JV a couple of quarters prior to the varsity game. How's that looking?
You know, we've done Mondays in the past where you play the team you were played the week before on Monday. Well, then you're kind of limited on what you can do with them on varsity except for kicks just based on the quarter limit for the week. So as a district, we kind of just decided we were going to try full curtain raisers. But then when everybody kind of saw numbers shake out, we decided, all right, let's at least play two really competitive quarters and see if we can improve. You know, they've gotten their butts kicked a couple times by some of those schools that have really good JV programs, but also were able to beat Durant, and then they beat Lisbon last week. Not much of a barn burner on that one. They won 2-0. So, 2-0, not a safety.
Oh, my gosh. So now coming up, you go on the road to Beckman. We saw what they did to Comanche. This is a solid quad.
Yep, they are big and physical, and you can see that they're just going to really try to run the ball. I mean, their quarterback, he reads it pretty well, as well as just having a great fullback who I believe leads them in carries with like 80-some, and then they'll ride it to him and then hand it off to one of those wing backs. So between those three guys, it's like, who are you trying to stop? And a lot of assignment football with that wing tee offense.
And you said you had 53 carries. What about this week against Beckman? Do you think he'll put it on the ground like that again?
I think our hope is to just try to shorten that game as much as we can, give our defensive line a break in there, and hopefully we can establish some form of run game, because when you look at the two passing teams that Beckman played, Comanche and Cascade, they've got pretty good secondaries, and they were able to pick Sanger off a couple times, pick Hoffman off a couple times. So our goal would hopefully be able to establish some sort of run game and stay in the positive yardage.
And finally, of course, we're going to catch up with you next week, but week 8 is the final game for you guys pretty much in the regular season. MFL Marmac came off a tough game with Comanche.
Yeah, another kind of physical team. It's been, I kind of joked with the boys, like these last 3 weeks, we're pretty much seeing the same offense over and over and over again, because then they're running the wing tee as well. So at least based on this game, we can figure out what went well and what didn't, and then hopefully adjust that for MFL and end the season with a regular season win.
As always, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
Make your savings last beyond summer with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.85% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.90% APY. Stop in one of their 7 locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Holden, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer. Rate subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalty. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Your future isn't just a dream. It's within reach. Listen to how Eastern Iowa Community Colleges is transforming lives.
EICC helped me, a nervous and unsure first-generation student, thrive in a college environment.
EICC has close ties with local employers. I made connections and landed a job immediately after finishing my classes.
I used to feel anxious about the future. Not anymore. The education, experiences, and support I've received have changed my outlook.
Thanks to EICC, I can chase my dreams.
It's your future, and it starts today. Apply now at eicc.edu.
And welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's. Great to see Nate Herrick across the table from us. Coach Griswold was here last year, and he said, you know, we're going to probably see the best team we've seen all year in Davenport North. Kind of played out that way, Coach?
Yeah, they were very physical up front. They had some skill players on the outside. And you know, we didn't capitalize on some early drives that we had the chance to, and that came back to bite us. You know, the score should have been, you know, obviously should have, could have, would have, but we had a chance to punch one in early. We were inside the red zone, had a couple penalties that backed us all the way up, had fourth and goal from the 17. And with our offense, like we were talking before, we don't have a lot of plays in our playbook that are going to get us 17 yards, and that's tough. They were a very good ball club, very well coached, and they came ready to play.
You know, I've had the opportunity to see your team once, but, you know, I always take a look at the stats and different things like that. Has Jay Dodd been a big surprise for you?
He has. You know, he's so coachable. He's so intelligent. And he hits so hard. And, I mean, I think he only weighs 157 pounds, but I always joke with the coaches and say every time he hits somebody, you feel all 157 pounds that he's bringing at you. And he's just a great kid to be around. Great energy. He's always smiling, having fun at practice. Just an all-around good kid.
Three interceptions?
Yeah.
Must have a nose for the ball.
He does, you know, and the way that he reads it, playing as in our strong safety position, he comes flying down to the box. I mean, there's many times that he's trying to blow up a bubble. You know, he blew one up down when we were down in Burlington. It was a very impressive play. He rolled down into cover three and just comes sprinting down there trying to throw a bubble and just comes up and smacks the guy.
You know, this offense that you're running right now, is this something you would like to see continue, or is it based on personnel this year?
This is something we plan to continue with. You know, it shortens the ball game, you know, because we got to get back to, you know, what makes Clinton football. And that's, we got to be physical up front. You know, we're a blue-collar town, so we're trying to instill that in our kids, and that's kind of where this comes from. Plus, it usually kind of hopefully gives us the marker last in terms of we should hopefully have an answer for everything the defense throws at us.
Talk about that play up front. What have you seen from those offensive and defensive linemen?
You know, they've been doing a great job this year. We switched on defense from a 30 front to a 40 man front, and they've become extremely physical. And the beauty of it is that, you know, our five starting offensive linemen are different than our four starting defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So they literally battle against each other. Our ones go against our ones all day long. And they know that, you know, it's making them a lot better. So that's been huge for us. So we've been very physical up front. You know, they're very sound. They're an intelligent group, which makes it a whole lot better. So they help us a whole lot.
Talk about the luxury of that, because, of course, when you were in high school, you played on the line offensively and defensively. When you went to Northern Iowa, you knew it was only going to be on one side of the ball, and it was the offensive line for you. How much of an advantage is it to have that kind of depth in the line?
It's huge because, you know, even like, so our starting defensive line are our backups on our offensive line, so they're still going against each other, but it's at their secondary position. So they're still evenly matched at that point. So anytime that you can get one-on-one reps or two-on-two reps that are evenly matched, it makes your guys a better football player. Because it emulates, it's the best way that we can emulate game reps in practice without it actually being game reps. So that's kind of something that we've stressed, and it's been huge for us.
Midway through the district play, and what have you seen from this district so far, Coach?
It's a tough one. You know, Burlington's, they're nothing to be, that you shake a stick at. I mean, they're very good. You know, then you have Davenport North. I think they have an opportunity to, you know, surprise somebody here later on in the district, you know. And, you know, we're 0-2, but I believe and we believe as a program that we're better than what our record shows right now. And, you know, then you have your perennial powerhouses in North Scott and Western Dubuque, and then they also look very good. And then Davenport West is their week 9, but, you know, they're going to come in hungry, and we can't take that one off.
You mentioned North Scott and Western Dubuque, and those are the next two games on the schedule. North Scott's going to be at home. First-year coach, Coach Tippett, after so many successful years, has stepped aside. See any difference at all in the Lancers?
No, they look almost the exact same. Offense looks almost the exact same. Defense looks the exact same. You know, Tony Seward, their new head coach, he's been their strength and conditioning coordinator for many, many years down there. He's been on the football staff for many, many years. For as long as I've been around, for 15 years, Tony Stewart's been coaching at North Scott. So it's just one of those things that you see what you get and you know what you're going to get. You know, and they're very well coached, they're very sound, and they're going to be ready to play on Friday.
You know, one thing I've always noticed with North Scott, they've got great balance. I mean, they do a lot of the RPO, but it's with great balance. They'll put it in the air.
Yeah, they will. They're going to try to – this is probably one of their better offensive lines that we've seen in the past couple of years. But then, you know, we were looking at Bound as a staff the other day and trying to figure out, okay, who's got the best stats? You know, then we're watching the tape and we're talking about it. And they spread the ball so well all over the place that, you know, you can't really key in on one guy that's their playmaker. They got three or four of them that we got to be ready for.
I did notice that, too, when I was looking at it. It just seemed like they kind of spread things around. Defensively, I mean, are you seeing the same guys on the offense as on the defense?
No,
or are they
going
a little more platoon?
They're going a little bit more platoon. They got a pretty good size squad. You know, and they got some decent athletes down there right now, and they're going to roll some guys on and roll some guys off. There's going to be there's two or three that stay on the field. So, you know, not as many as we would like. I was just telling some of the other coaches that, you know, with our run game, we try to wear teams down, and that's going to be a little bit tougher of a challenge this week with North Scott.
You know, it's always interesting. Of course, you know, the bigger programs, they're going to have, you know, the depth and the balance. But there's always going to be a player or two who's going to be on both sides of the ball.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your dudes, you're going to be your dude, and he's going to play on both sides of the ball. And if he doesn't, you know, you always wonder, what is he doing? Because you got to get your best guys on the field.
And finally, Coach, for the ball game at home with North Scott, what's it going to take?
You know, we got to play well up front. Like I tell you every single week, we got to play well up front. We got to control the ball, control the clock, and we got to capitalize on the opportunities that we have.
All right, appreciate time. Best of luck.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Circle Bow Home Appliances, your appliance headquarters in downtown Clinton, is offering you outstanding savings on blemished refrigerators after receiving a truckload of bottom freezer refrigerators from Whirlpool, Amana, and Maytag. Save 10 to 50% now at Circle Bow. Stop in and look over an outstanding selection of these blemished refrigerators and again save 10 to 50%. You deserve an appliance upgrade. Come to Circle Bow Home Appliances, 225 5th Avenue South, and you can always visit CircleBows.com.
Citizens First Bank offers savings and checking accounts for youth with CFB, our friendly bumblebee mascot as your guide. The kids in your life can experience the joy of savings and responsible spending, all with the benefit of local support. Why not get started today? For a true family digital wallet experience, open a CFB checking or savings account at Citizens First Bank. Go CFB.bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to Ristrelli. It's always a pleasure to get athletes on. We've got a couple good ones here from Central DeWitt. Hudson Kruko, the quarterback. Brady Meadows is main receiver. Hudson, we'll start with you. Bring that microphone up there. So 74%, 1,500 yards, 18 touchdowns, one interception. Talk about this season.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of improvement over the summer. We've just... a lot of teamwork this year. I've had a lot of time in the pocket, and it all just came together, I feel like.
You know, I was at the ball game a couple of years ago when you were a sophomore. I always get there early watching the sophomore game. I go, this kid can throw the ball. Has that always been the case with you?
I feel like over the years, just the weight room's helped just developing, and I guess I've always grown up playing football and baseball, so I guess throwing kind of came natural.
So, I mean, you've always been the quarterback growing up through. How comfortable is it for you now? They always say the game slows down, has it?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely has. Just, like, reading progressions and all that, just I've learned a lot more stuff as I've gone through the years.
So many athletes at Central DeWitt, multi-sport athletes. You are, of course, basketball. We see on the court. But tennis, tell me about your tennis game.
Yeah, I mean, our tennis game, I'd say a lot of us are just athletes and we're willing to go out there and compete, and we've kind of just picked it up over the years. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, how much fun is it?
It is. Me and Ashton Schneider, it's a lot of fun. It's just growing up with people that you know, and you just go out there and it's not too much pressure, just like some of the other sports, and you just go out and have fun.
So when did you take up tennis?
Freshman year I picked it up. A lot of me and my friends picked it up and we thought it'd be fun, and we've kind of got a hold of it, and couple of us made a state, so it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, do you like doubles better than singles, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, definitely doubles, because just so you can talk to someone, sometimes it does get a little boring out there by yourself.
Let's talk to Brady here a little bit. So, I mean, what kind of a connection do you guys have? Do you got to, I mean, does he read what you're going to do off the break?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, he knows. We have our own kind of, like, signaling that we do back and forth, but we have a great connection off the field, too. So that helps a lot. But, yeah, on the field, he knows where I'm going to be. So
now when you line up and you're looking at the guy across the line from you, I mean, do you size him up a little bit and see what you can do?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm always looking. Then I'll look at Hudson, and Hudson knows if I think I can beat the guy, he's going to chuck it. So
44 catches already. That's pretty amazing. And, of course, you were a pretty big receiver last year. Talk about your progression to your senior year.
Yeah, so the weight room has helped me tremendously. I've done a lot of stuff with, like, just simple footwork, and I've been on my page, on the same page with, like, Hudson. We've been out in the summer, and we've been working hard, so that's really helped tremendously.
You got a long of 80. What was that like?
So that was...
Was it all run or what?
It was baseball. I actually ran a post route, and Hudson threw it over the safety, and it was perfect. Landed right in the bread basket, and I took it home. So,
multi-sport athlete. Well, you had a tough injury toward the end of the basketball season. Coach Marshall said you'll be back. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I took the elbow to the teeth and knocked him pretty far back. I had a few root canals, some oral surgery, but, yeah, I was determined to get back. Had to wear a big mouth guard, but it was worth it for that state run.
You guys got a big win up at Waverly Shell Rock. Talk about that ball game.
Oh, intense game, intense game. I actually had some Waverly people in my Instagram comment section talking crap, so we were pretty determined to win that one.
So I'm going to go back and forth with you guys on this one. Hudson, you guys see some pretty good competition as the quarterback. How much tape do you got to watch? How do you prepare yourself for some of these opponents?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say usually Saturday it's a couple hours watching just our film, and then usually take another couple hours on Saturday and Sunday just to get a good view on what the other team's been doing and watch more throughout the week.
So, I mean, you've had Assumption, you have had Waller, you got Mount Vernon coming up. These are perennial powers. What's it like going up against them?
It's fun because you want to compete. That's what you've done all your life, and that's what you want to do. You don't want to just have a couple of easy ones. You want to go out there, compete. It's been really fun having a tough district, so I've enjoyed it.
And what about you? Do you have to watch as much film as a receiver? And what do you play on defense?
So I'll play safety, and this week we're running some stuff that I'll play will linebacker, so we'll see. But, yeah, I do watch film. I try to watch it and, you know, just get a feel for what their corners are doing. And, yeah, not as much as him, though, as being the quarterback, but I for sure do.
You got an older sister who's playing Division I college basketball. What's it like to have somebody in the family being a D1 athlete?
It's good to look up to her, but I like to think I can beat her in any kind of shooting games, but it's fun to have that.
She is pretty good from the outside.
Yeah. She does pretty well.
Yeah, she does. Hudson, what's your future look like?
I haven't really decided yet, but I'm still looking into either basketball or football. I'm kind of just letting it develop and see how it goes.
I would imagine there's probably some schools interested in you, especially a quarterback.
Yeah, I think I have a couple that are interested, and I guess I'll just see how it goes.
You guys did a great job. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Seasons change, a page in the calendar gets turned, and we, as well as our parents, children, and friends, grow older. Unfortunately, the passing of time also brings higher prices. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you for a non-pressured discussion about your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral offers peace of mind, locks in today's prices, and ensures your final wishes are carried out. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes at 242-2626.
Well, we talked to the athletes. We're going to talk to the coach now. So what's it like to have that pitch and catch combination?
Right. Yeah, it's been, well, just kind of talking to you about records between those two. And, you know, Central DeWitt's been a very, very run-first football team for a long time, and that won them a lot of games. And this is kind of the talent we have right now. And so, yeah, I think between the two of them, they both had a lot of school records through week five with four games left to spare. So they're really crushing the passing numbers this year for us.
It's been a while since we've had the chance to talk to you. You guys got off to such a great start. You've had a couple of tough losses, very good teams. What's it been like?
Yeah, I mean, practices through the week have not changed, you know, based on whether we win Friday or lose Friday. It hasn't really changed the kids' attitude or how we practice or what we do. And so that's been a huge positive. And the biggest thing, like this last Friday, we went into halftime down a touchdown, and we came out and we fought. We gave up one field goal in the second half and against a really good Waller team, obviously. Yeah. And so that we talked about after the game, that's just, you know, we're trying to get our program to a position where we are a Mount Vernon Waller every year, you know, and it's not going to be something that happens overnight. But I feel like in years past, we might have come out at halftime and ended up losing that game by three or four scores, and we lost it by a field goal. And, you know, that's, I think we're going in the right direction, and these guys have been a huge part of that. And obviously their talent and skill helps a lot.
And you mentioned Mount Vernon, and that's your next opponent. As you mentioned, perennial power, the Mustangs. What about this ballgame?
Yeah, it should be a great matchup for us. I mean, it's basically going to be two of the best passing teams in Iowa playing against each other in 3A, I should say. And so it'll be a good matchup. And, you know, we kind of have, between Mount Pleasant, Assumption, and Waller, we've played some teams with some really strong offensive lines. And we're hoping that Mount Pleasant we can match up with and hopefully get a win on Bernie Field. But it's going to be a great football game.
So with Mount Vernon, a passing team like yours, so obviously I would imagine in practice they're going against Hudson. Is that somewhat of an advantage?
I would guess. We've got, you know, for every catch that Brady has and some of our other guys, we've got some depth at those positions. I mean, yes, that is an advantage for our defense because you'd be shocked at some of the players we have on our scout team that don't play much on varsity, and it sucks for them because any other year in the last 5 years, they'd be a starter at the wide receiver or tight end position. But this year, we've got a lot of good players.
Coach, I know you'd like to end the skid. What's it going to take to get the victory against Mount Vernon at Bernie Field?
At Bernie Field. Obviously, we got to take care of the football. I'm hoping to get a lead early and, you know, just be balanced, execute the game plan, and probably have to take a couple of risks and come out on top of those. And it should be a great game. So we've gotten to the point now where we've learned how to play four quarters. So now we just want to be able to play four quarters and win the game.
Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Savings federally insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Member NCUA.
Winter's coming fast. Are you and your car ready? At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates of select tires going on right now. Don't wait until the first snow hits. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review, talking now with Derek Irwin, head coach of Eastern Valley. Well, Derek, you knew last week that was going to be a big ball game for you. Unfortunately, came out 58-28 in favor of Edco. Tell us about the game, Coach.
It was a really good game between, in my opinion, two really good football teams. And Edco had a really good game plan coming into us, and we just took a little too long making some adjustments. And they got up on us early, 30 in the first quarter, and they never looked back, and that was the end of that.
Last week, visiting with you, you talked about that outstanding young player that they had. He must have shined for them.
He did. He is definitely an outstanding player. Only a sophomore yet. Yeah. So that'll be fun for the next couple of years. But, no, he's a heck of a ball player, and he got the job done. I mean, he threw for a few touchdowns, ran in a couple more, and he just kind of had his way with us that night.
So did your boys battle all the way through, Coach, through four quarters?
They did. They don't really have the option of not battling through because there's not many of them, and they got to stay out there. And we were pretty proud of, you know, the fight that we did see. You know, nobody gave up. Nobody, you know, quit on us, which is nice to see. You played a really good team. They came in. They handed it to you, and you got to tip your cap, and on to next week.
So on to next week. So how's this week in practice gone?
Good. They still understand that we've got some –
goals ahead of us and some tasks that we want to accomplish. And Al-Qaeda, you know, coming in or going out there, that's a pretty solid ball club, and we'll have our hands full with that too. But we're excited for the opportunity and looking forward to it.
How big of a ball game is this going to be for you? You told me they are 4-2. You're sitting at 5-1. They probably would really love to get this ball game, and you certainly do.
Absolutely. You get late in the year like this, and you're, you know, deep into district play. Every game matters. And, you know, sometimes records don't always show because you play non-district games, and, you know, maybe you've lost those two, and the other team's won those two. So, like I said, records don't show. And within district, I think we both have one loss, and this is a very important game for the both of us.
So, I mean, how does the playoff shake out in an eight-player game? I mean, is it, how many get in? 32?
32.
Okay.
Yep. So they'll take, there's 10 districts.
Okay.
They're going to take the top three in every district.
Top three, okay.
Including two at-large. So there'll be 2-4 seeds that do make it.
Okay.
So if you're 1-3, you're in automatic. You've got an automatic bid. And then you need some help with the point differential and the 20 different tiebreakers they have, you know, to be an at-large.
I know, you know, before when you guys, you know, were putting together those solid teams, you finally got to play that home playoff game, that first-round playoff game, and that is so important. So I can imagine that game with Edco, you were hoping to get that one for that home playoff game.
Yes, absolutely. And we still, you know, there's still a possibility out there somewhere. I don't know how the state does it. I don't think anybody really knows how the state does things. But you never know. You know, you might be able to if we, you know, play the way we know we can play for the next couple of weeks. A home playoff game might still be on the table. But, you know, wherever we end up, we like our chances, you know, with the guys we got and the athletes that go out there every night.
All right, very good. I mean, it's been an outstanding year, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
I know coming into this season, you were kind of projecting that this might be the type of year you might have.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had some kids that have been playing for us for a while now, and they're just really starting to put things together, and it's really fun to watch and be a part of.
Okay, now you go on the road to Central Al-Qaeda. How long of a road trip is that? I'm not really sure where they're at.
Yeah, well, it's always going to be a road trip, and eight-man, it's about an hour and 50, north of 20. You know, so if you get up by, like, the Strawberry Point, Arlington area, up that way. So not as far as Lansing, but, you know, still not as close as you'd like it to be. And it is what it is. Like I said, eight-man, you're always going to be traveling. You get a game that's 45 minutes away, and you're, you know, heck yeah, let's do it. So we're excited, and, you know, it's being on the road is always different, you know, especially a long road trip. So get up there and stretch out real quick and hope for a good game.
What are you expecting to see from Central Al-Qaeda?
They like to run the ball. That's kind of their bread and butter. They're going to keep the ball on the ground. They've got a couple guys that do run the ball really well and a nice solid O-line that they like to run it behind. And if we can stop that, that'll be the first overall game plan for us.
You know, it seems like visiting with you and the eight-player game, there's either squads that just strictly like to run, strictly like to pass. Do you see much RPO at all in eight-player?
Not much, not much. You'll see some read option stuff, some speed option stuff, but, you know, yeah, the RPO, there's just not a lot of time for it. They just want to, you just want to get the ball in your athlete's hands and let them make plays in eight-man with, you know, more space and less guys to make a tackle.
So we heard what you had to say about Central Al-Qaeda keys for Eastern Valley.
Stop the run and be able to run the ball on offense. If we can do that, I like our chances and things will go well for us, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Big ball game for you. Best of luck, Coach.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
The Clinton County Area's Solid Waste Agency offers responsible options in handling solid waste items. CCAFWA not only offers landfill services, but also food container recycling, appliance, tire, and electronic waste recycling, yard waste composting, and also hosts a regional collection center for household hazardous waste for Clinton County residents. For more information on the variety of services that CCAFWA offers, call 563-243-4749 or visit ccasfwa.com.
Take advantage of the fall savings at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE washers, dryers, refrigerators, ranges, and microwaves. Save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Don't forget their lowest prices on the area's largest selection of recliners and lift chairs. Hurry to Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's. We're going to get to talk a little golf right now. We've got two really good ones from Central DeWitt, Max Freshley and Lawson Froney. Max, I was talking to you during the break. I hate to bring up a bad subject, but you shot a 71 a couple of years ago and didn't make state. How's that happen?
Really tough district, I guess. Had a lot of good scores, and just 71 missed it by one. Actually, I was playing with a kid who had a hole-in-one on the second last hole. He ended up qualifying, so it's just, that's golf. It's a tough game we play, but still a fun experience.
Talk about the experience at Emice. Now, you've played this course many times, I would imagine.
Yes,
so did you feel comfortable going to this course?
Yeah, I did. It was actually a rocky start on the first hole, but I ended up making par and then just kind of grinded it out from there. Ended up shooting an even par 72, but it was good enough to get it done this time.
And, you know, the team just missed out. You finished fourth. I think the top three go.
Yep.
Talk about how the team has played this year.
Oh, it's been an incredible season. We've set some school records as far as average-wise, and Ashton Schneider, he's had one of our best averages. A lot of credit to him. He didn't end up making it, but he could be there just as much as us. He had a really good season and was a big part of why we did the things we did.
You were telling me that you've always played in the fall. Of course, you get to play spring, summer. What's it like to be able to play in the fall?
It's kind of nice. Well, I play baseball all summer, so overlaps a little bit, but it's nice weather, that's for sure, and the courses we play are awesome, but I enjoy it in the fall a lot.
Does that mix up your swing at all, playing baseball?
I've done both all my life, so I've kind of figured out how to do them both, so not too much anymore, actually.
So when you grab the bat, do you ever overlock your fingers at
all?
I
haven't, but I've swung a baseball bat like a golf club a couple of times, just for fun. I love them both.
Okay. A multi-sport athlete, you're four different sports. Is golf the favorite, or do you have a favorite?
Golf's probably my favorite. I've done it all my life, but I do enjoy them all very much.
Talk about the basketball, because, I mean, you come off the bench for the team.
Yep.
I would imagine practices are pretty competitive.
Yeah, they are. So we have a great team for basketball, good culture, and practices are competitive, yeah, but I'm just ready to step up when my team needs me, and I think everybody on the team kind of just assumes that does their role, and that's why we're successful, especially towards the end of the year.
We had Hudson on. He plays tennis.
Yep.
When did you start playing tennis? I mean, were you at the country club and they have a tennis court there or what?
We don't, actually. So I kind of picked it up my freshman year, saw a little success, played the number one spot, and then we've all really enjoyed it. Something a little new. Haven't done it all our lives, but it's a great, as Hudson said, great team culture, and it's awesome. Had some success.
Okay, now you're going out toward Johnston, Iowa. Have you seen this course at all? Do you get an opportunity to go out and play the course?
So I've never played it. My mom and coach, she's played it before, and we get to play practice round on Sunday. So I will have seen it before, which looking forward to that. Should be a fun week.
Okay, very good. And you get to play 36 holes. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, it's a little different than most of our conference tournaments, the only 36-hole one, but it should be fun. Gives you a little extra room if you don't have the best day the first day. Come back second day and play well, so should be fun experience.
All right. Throw that microphone over there to Lawson. Lawson, congratulations to you. Talk about going to state. Did you shock yourself a little bit, or are you hoping for this?
I mean, yeah, it's just a surreal feeling. I mean, I got through the first two holes, not great, and I just kept grinding, and it was just a complete shock to hear that I might be going. So I was just super stoked, and all that work just paid off, so I was really happy.
Talk a little bit about your game. What do you feel are your strengths?
I definitely think my short game is a big part of why I succeed. I don't hit the ball very far, but I do get up and down a lot, and that helps me save par and get some putts down later in the road. So
golf is an individual sport, certainly, but it's also a team aspect as far as high school. Talk about playing together as a team.
Man, I've played with the team for a long time now, and especially Max and Ashton, we played golf our whole lives together, and it's just, we've had that connection ever since freshman year, and it's been awesome. And same as Max said, credit to Ashton Schneider. He carried us in a lot of meets, and he has the best average on the team, so he's a great golfer as well. I wish he was here as well.
I was looking at some of your scores and some of those team scores. I mean, North Scott, Pleasant Valley. I mean, you've ran into some very good schools. What's that like competing in that conference?
It's tough. It's really exciting to see the amount of good golfers out there and what you can achieve to be. But it is tough to play against them when they're playing really well, so it's hard to beat them, yeah.
Okay, I want to get a final comment from both of you about your home course. Stay with it, Lawson.
Right.
Springbrook.
Yeah.
It's two different courses. I've only played it once. The front nine, I go, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, an old course. Then you go to the back nine, it's wide open.
Yep.
What's it like?
It's it's a roller coaster, to say the least. The front nine, you're just hoping to make pars, and then the back nine, you're hoping to make some birdies and shoot a good score. That's golf, so especially at Springbrook.
What about you, Matt? I mean, is that about right, pars and then birdies?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I mean, played there my entire life since I can remember, pretty much. And, yeah, get kind of used to the holes on the front nine, but if you take a step back, it's some tricky and different holes, but we a lot of thanks because that course is awesome to us, especially as juniors. We get to go around and around out there, and it's a pretty awesome place to be.
Thank you both for coming, and best of luck to you. Shoot your best scores.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
As a parent, I like to do all I can to support my daughter's school. Now that Clinton National Bank offers a School Spirit debit card, I use that card every time I make a purchase. It's a great feeling knowing that every dollar I spend, a percentage is given back to her school. Talk about showing my school spirit. It's one of the best ways to do it. Ask about the School Spirit debit card at any Clinton National Bank location. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Israel. He's going to stay with golf, and we're going to talk to Jen. You got to be a proud mom.
Yeah, yeah. Happy to see get a couple of boys through, and Max obviously being one of them is great. He's worked hard at it and missed it barely his sophomore year. So glad to see him go, and for Lawson to get to go too. He's worked hard all season long and trust the process, I always tell him. And so it was exciting to see him go, and bummed we didn't make it as a team. Team was really fun team this year. Good team. One of probably our best in school history. So,
and you've had some good teams.
We've had some good teams, and this one has the lowest adjusted average.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So moving to the fall and 4A and the combination of that and just the quality of golf is so good today. So, but, yeah, super happy for Lawson and Max, and it should be fun.
Now, both boys mentioned Ashton Schneider.
Yes.
Said that he just, it's a shame that he couldn't go.
It is. Golf is brutal like that. It gives and it takes away, and Ashton had a great year, and it is. We'd love to have him there. Obviously, he very much is capable and deserves to be there too. Just didn't have his best day, but he's been a great leader, a great friend, and had a great year. He really had an amazing year, had a lot of top five finishes, finished third in the conference. And so, yeah, and honestly, I mean, Dawson Petchy, same thing. Dawson counted almost every single meet. He's a baseball guy who plays golf, and he's had a great year too, and we just had a really good team chemistry with Tyson and Daniel and Colton too. It's been a fun year.
Your son said you've played the course.
I have.
Tell us about this course that they're going to go up against.
Yeah, so Hyperion Field Club, kind of an older golf course in Johnston, been there a long time. Beautiful greens, small greens, hilly, just kind of your typical, you know, Iowa country club. Beautiful place, though. Looking forward to it. It's supposed to be great weather. They've had some not so great weather at state the last couple years, so just looking forward to having the boys out there and seeing what they can do.
And a final question. Their game, will it play well at this course?
I think so, just because it's a lot like Springbrook in that you don't want to be behind the hole. Greens are small. Greens are fast. So that should be things that they're pretty familiar with. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Best of luck. Thank you so much for coming
up. Thank you for having us.
Back with more on the Sports Review right after this.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Come to Porter's Convenience Store on Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. On these cooler mornings, start the day with Porter's breakfast bowl or sandwich and their signature coffee. During the day, the famous Porter Burger, and they have all your beverage and snack needs, ice and bait. Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 propane gasoline.
Welcome back. To Restrella's going to talk volleyball now with Mike and Seaway. Mike, good to see you guys roll over Davenport Central last night.
Yes, it's good. Anytime you can get a win in the MAC, we'll definitely take it. They were without their starting setter, which hurt them a little bit, but our girls really took advantage of that. And the first set, that was pretty close and competitive, but sets 2 and 3, our girls really turned it on after we challenged them after the first set. So,
now,
we'll see.
You had talked at the beginning of the season that, you know, that middle of the pack, where are you sitting right now?
Right now, actually next Tuesday, our senior night, we play Muscatine, and that will be for sixth place in the MAC. So we had an opportunity. We played DeWitt really close earlier in the season about 2-3 weeks ago and just missed a couple opportunities. We lost to them in a close four-set match. But we're sitting at sixth place. We figured it would be really tough to get to that fifth place and be in the top half. So we're just on the outside looking in next week with Muscatine.
You know, I always go online. I'm always hoping to get the tournament pairings. You never know when they're going to come out, or the boys or girls, either side of that. But you say maybe tomorrow might be out?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, I think after the 3 o'clock hour, I think it's 3 or 4 o'clock hour, it's supposed to be released. I would assume that we'll probably be at DeWitt. Generally, the winner of the DeWitt-Clinton game generally hosts, and it's been at DeWitt the last couple of years. And we've been fortunate to be able to win a couple 5-set thrillers the last couple of years at DeWitt before you go and play Goliath down at North Scott. So I'm assuming it'll be something similar, but maybe they'll take us south, maybe they'll take us north. I'd love to go south.
Why is that?
I just feel like there's not as many powerhouses down south. Maybe Burlington, but they've definitely gotten better since they've left the MAC. There's a couple smaller schools down there that'd be a better matchup, but generally we're in the North Scott, the Xavier, the Western Dubuque, sometimes Waller, but Waller's now a class smaller. So we'll see. We'll see where they send us.
You know, having played sports, I mean, it seems like you get a familiarity with a team, and you'd like to see somebody different sometimes.
I would agree, especially if we get outside the conference, too. I feel like we always beat up each other in the conference. Granted, we only play each team once, but to see them in postseason and sometimes to see them at tournaments, you're like, let's go somewhere else. Let's see somebody else. North always seems to be a little bit tougher. South generally tends to be a little bit weaker. But you got to play. You got to show up because it's win or go home.
You're going west this weekend to Center Point Urbana. Talk about this upcoming tournament.
We've been to Center Point Urbana for, I think, the last 3 or 4 years. We enjoy it. We see some schools out there our size, some 5A schools and some 4A schools. We'll play host CPU. They're in the top 15, a class 3A. And you'll see Western Dubuque. We saw earlier down in St. Ambrose at that NVC MAC crossover. They have since hopped in the top 15 as well for class 4A. So we'll see them, and then we see Benton in pool play. And then depending if we win or lose, top two go up and bottom two go down for a consolation.
As always, appreciate your time. Here we are getting toward the end of the season. Give me an overview on how you feel this team has played for you.
Well, I feel like we've taken steps in the right direction from last year. We've doubled our win total from last year. We have some younger kids in the program that we're happy with in their progress. But then we also have a senior class, too, that we're obviously dearly going to miss when it's our last game. So we're just hoping that we continue to put things together and play our best volleyball at the end of the year.
And of course, I got to bring up your daughter, outstanding tennis player, and naturally an outstanding volleyball player. How difficult was it for her to have these two sports combined?
Well, when they told us, I think it was like, was it last winter or so when they made the change, we're thinking, shoot, that's going to be a really busy fall. And it has been a busy fall for an incoming freshman. But I think Kelly's handled it really well, playing number two singles and then doubles this past fall, or just recently just finished out of Waukee Northwest with Coach Rashin. She's been great. And then volleyballs, and then your academics as well, too. So she's learned how to juggle things really well, but it's been a busy fall for sure. But
As a freshman,
yeah. So she's kind of been thrown right into the lion's den right away, but she's handled it well, and she continues to keep working hard.
All right. I would imagine she's gotten great support from mom and dad. No
Absolutely.
Doubt. All
Absolutely.
Right. Mike, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Radio, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
This school year, the First Gateway Credit Union Foundation is making sure every student at Comanche Elementary starts off on the right foot, literally. Through their Credit Union Kicks program, every child will receive a brand new pair of tennis shoes and socks, no strings attached. Just smiles, confidence, and happy feet ready to run, jump, and learn. Like their Facebook page at facebook.com/FirstGatewayCU to follow the Credit Union Kicks journey and see all the bright, happy faces on delivery day. Every step matters. Every child counts. Well, it is great to see Stacy Canavy across the table from me. It's good to see you, Stace. How's the year's gone?
It's gone well for us. We have 5 wins this year, and we haven't had that in the last couple of years. We finally have a little bit of experience, yet we're still young. We still start a freshman and 2 sophomores. So,
you know, I've been looking at the scores, and you know, I saw your roster. Looks like you got a little more athleticism with this squad.
Yes, and some nice height. Taylor's 6'3" and Kyla's 6'1", and they both play middle for us. So they're leading us in kills and blocks.
So talk about that back row, you know, passing the ball.
Well, it's unique in that Kyla and Taylor play 6 rotations, so they're playing all the way around. So we're seeing them receive a lot of balls that most bigs don't, and they're adapting to that.
Talk about the libero. I know I mispronounced it.
It depends on you.
Libero.
Libero. Libero.
Okay.
There's many names.
Whatever. It wasn't there when you played.
No.
So how has that changed the game?
You know, you get a really good passer, they can change the game. If you have somebody who's quick and can dig, that makes you change your game plan as far as where you're hitting the ball. So.
You play basketball and volleyball. You're coaching volleyball. Was that your favorite sport?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I think I was better at volleyball, probably.
Oh, come on now. I saw you play basketball.
I mean, if they could have left it 6-on-6 my whole high school career, that would have been a much different story.
You can't have that, Stacey. Come on. You got to run them down the floor. So talk about last night. 3-2,
yep.
Tough loss.
Another tough loss. What I'm most proud of is in the last couple of years, if we had been down 2 sets to start a match, we would have folded. We would have said, oh, let's just hurry up and get home. Or at least that's the way it felt as a coach. That they were giving me off the floor last night. Nope, they decided they wanted to battle, and just came up short, 14-16 in that 5th set.
That's great to see.
Yes, and we took Lisbon last week to 5 sets, and they're at the top of our conference, and they've been strong for many years, and I thought we were going to get them too, but just came up a little bit short.
You have been with this program for a while now, and I would imagine you're encouraged by what you're seeing.
I am, and we have some athletes coming up from our 8th grade class as well. We will lose Kyla as a middle and 2 seniors who share the right side, but mostly returning all of my starters.
And you were telling me senior night tomorrow?
Senior night tomorrow night against Midland. So we're excited for that, hoping for that W.
And the conference and the tournament pairings, I was talking to Micah, so the tournament pairings aren't out
yet. We
don't
know that yet.
But your conference tournament is coming up. How do you think that might play out?
Well, it's different this year. It used to be all the East teams the first night against each other to find the top four, and the same on the West. They are going to do cross on the very first night. So whoever seeded first and second in the East and the West will not play Monday night. It'll just be the lower levels playing against each other to see who makes it to Thursday instead of Saturday, so we'll travel to EDCO on Thursday.
Oh, great. There you go. So, I mean, do they have always just one site, don't they?
For the final day.
Okay. I mean,
so there's 7 teams on each side, so 14 teams. You can't play everybody in the conference.
Right.
Because you're only allowed 14 playing dates, and that wouldn't allow any tournaments, so nobody wants that. So, it'll be interesting to see how this pans out, see how many from the East and how many of the West end up.
Okay.
Second day.
So you have any idea, I mean, when we get to the tournament, I was talking to Coach Seawee, thought maybe it'd be DeWitt and possibly North Scott. Do you have any
seems
clue?
Seems like we always get Cal-Weed or Eastern Valley. But, yeah, we don't know yet.
Okay. Stacey, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Personalized. At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, they know that families are choosing personalized funerals. They will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. With Pape Funeral Home, the ceremony can be anything you wish. Perhaps a focus on their career or hobbies. Simple or elaborate. Traditional or unique. Make it a reflection of your loved one's personality and a celebration of their life. Pape Funeral Home, 2308 Pershing Boulevard, Clinton. Phone 242-3344.
Well, we got a couple of football coaches to wrap up the evening. We'll start with Dustin Coy. Dustin, you got the win, but it sounded like it was a battle for you, Coach.
Yeah, it was. MFL Marmac came in, wing T style offense, their first drive of the game. They took 9 minutes off the clock and kind of just methodically marched down the field, and they punched one in there. And I remember in the headset I'm like, we're going to have to score every time we touch the ball because we're not going to get it as much as we normally do. And then our first possession, we fumble on the 1 yard line going in. They recovered it. But we stopped them on a 4th and 3. And then from there on, we've been a little bit, but we never really broke or gave up that big play after that and really kind of settled down. That offense is kind of unique. We don't see that a ton anymore. And it's really hard to simulate in practice because our kids have never ran the wing tee and they're trying to follow the scout cards and they're asking our assistant coach 1,000 questions and it takes a while. But we settled down and did some nice things and got the W.
You know, you bring up a good point. There's not too many teams where the quarterback is under center anymore.
No, yeah, there's not. And we saw back-to-back with Beckman before that, and they're very similar offense, and then MFL right after that. So I think that helped us as well because we kind of got to see a little bit of it in practice or kind of see the actions and see what it looks like. So,
you know, the great thing is, though, you get the win. So you're sitting at 2-1 in district, 2 district games left, and you pointed out you were hoping to get that 2 or 3 spots.
Yeah. I mean, 2 spots still there. I mean, we went out. We're going to be the 2 seed, and 2 seed should host a playoff game. If we were to slip up in one of the games, we'll still get the 3 seed. And based off of kind of district alignment and everything, we really wanted to avoid that 4 seed because I think the 4 seed in our district is either going up to Grundy Center or Iowa City Regina, and those are 2 powerhouses in 1A right now. So, but yeah, we got to take care of business Friday night against Lisbon first and then go from there after that.
What about Lisbon? They are coming off a loss to Northeast. I saw Coach Anderson came on. I think you wanted to get more information about Beckman.
Yeah, he did. But, yeah, it's always good to talk to him and kind of get – we kind of have been following each other this year for teams, so kind of get an idea of what they're doing. They made a change of quarterback. They put a freshman quarterback in against Northeast last week, and kid runs really well, throws a decent ball, kind of just adds a different dynamic with quarterback run game and also in their run game. So we got to make sure we're staying assignment football and staying home and taking care of that.
So I did not look ahead on the schedule. Who do you close out with then?
Cascade.
Okay.
I mean, based off, if you're just looking at stats and scores, our scores and their score in district are pretty much dead on, similar-wise. And I know that doesn't always mean everything, but I think we match up really well with them. They like to throw the ball around like us, and they might run it a little better than us, but we have a pretty good secondary, and we got good skill guys too. So I think that would be a good matchup come week 8.
You and the coaching staff obviously know the importance of these last 2 ball games. What about the players?
Yeah, they're understanding. I mean, we kind of told them this is an important week of practice. If we take care of business Friday night, then we're basically a lock for playoffs. A lot of weird things would have to happen this week, you know, for maybe us not to get in. But we really wanted to avoid that 4 seed, and we really wanted to make sure they're focused in practice. And I was worried going in at our coaches meeting, and you know, some of our coaches give me a hard time because I always go into a game worried no matter what. But I was kind of like, hey, we got to be careful. This isn't a trap game, you know. I mean, Lisbon obviously is coming in 0-6, and that if we beat Lisbon, then we're going for that 2 seed against Cascade. So we got to make sure our kids' minds are on taking care of Lisbon, because if we don't beat Lisbon, we can't get that 2 seed. So we got to make sure we're ready to go.
You know, that is so important. With a 2 seed, would you get the opportunity to host then that first round?
Yeah, that's how they've done it in the past. So I'm assuming that's still going to be the plan. The 1 and the 2 usually host. And then after the first round, they put the teams in pods and go from there. So, yeah, that would be the ideal hosting a playoff game.
All right. Be great to talk about a win next week.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Gary.
All right, back with more right after this.
Nelson Core Wealth Management is wearing jeans for charity. In exchange for getting to wear jeans to work on Fridays, they pay a $5 fine each week. At the end of the month, the money collected will go to charity. Nelson Core will match the fines collected each month up to $250. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The September Jeans for Charity is the Skyline Center in Clinton. Nelson Core Wealth Management with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Well, we're going to wrap things up with Patrick Lower and Coach, a win. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, it was a good night for us. We played well. We came out and really were aggressive right away. You know, Dakota was a team coming off of a win, and they're a program that hasn't won a lot in the last couple of years, and we wanted to jump on them early, and we were able to do that, and kids played well. They were flying around. We did virtually anything we wanted to do on offense, defensively. I thought we were really solid, and we were good in the special teams as well. Just little things from just fielding a punt and getting 8 to 10 yards as a play caller is totally different than letting that ball roll another 15 yards, and you're starting at your own 20. So little things like that, and try to tell the kids how important each and every one of those plays was last week. Just a really good night all the way around. We stayed healthy as well, so that was a good thing.
So what was it like after facing all these juggernauts to finally come up against a team that you're competitive with?
Yeah, well, it was nice. You know, the kids needed it. We needed it. I needed it for sure. You could tell early in the game that the kids knew and understood what they were up against, and they were able to have a lot of confidence out there. And when they're not thinking as much and they're just playing free, they're a lot better. Some of these young guys are starting to get it. That's the hard part, is to show them and talk to them about how it's starting to come together. But just against some of the teams we were playing, it's really hard to see that. You really got to look. Again, it all came together, and hopefully we can keep it rolling. But last week was a very good week for us.
I understand you're your quarterback back.
Yeah, he played really well, and it was just kind of a calming effect on everybody. Our freshman played, against the number two team and number three team in the state, and really didn't do too bad for being a freshman and playing those type of teams. But it's nice to have our senior in there. He's just calm, cool, and collected. Threw for 150-some. Didn't play in the second half because we had a nice lead. But we had some good yardage out of him. And again, just that presence of mind, getting people where they need to get, and being that senior captain that he is.
I was talking to, of course, Robert Bertram's at the radio station now, so I get kind of a little more of an insight on what Fulton is. Southwest Wisconsin, he's telling me this is a consolidation with East Dubuque.
Yes.
And that shocked me, because East Dubuque, I mean, they've won a state championship.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know what their numbers were at the time, but my son's senior year was 21, and we played them. That was the last year that they were in our conference. Then they were going to consolidate with Southwestern, or at least co-op, I guess. But they play all their games in Wisconsin. They're in that Wisconsin conference up there, and they're a fairly solid team. I will say, I'm fairly confident in saying that they haven't played any of the teams that we've played, types of teams we've played. So we have that on them. Their record's 1-6. Now, they are a bigger school than us because of the co-op, and they do play bigger schools in Wisconsin. But just on the eye test, on the tape, they're a solid team. But again, the competition they've played is good, and we respect it. But I don't think it's the Lenas, the Stocktons, the Dupex, the Forestons that we've played, Galenas, all that kind of stuff. So, I think we have that on them, and we definitely have to come out and play well. But, yeah, they play in that Wisconsin conference. Now, I guess if you're a Wisconsin team and you co-op with out of state, you have to play Wisconsin or something like that. That's why they didn't stay in our conference.
Okay.
They were up there. But
you know,
yeah.
What kind of surprised me, though, when he told me about the numbers, I go, why didn't they just go eight player? Like, Milledgeville and West Carroll.
Yeah, what's crazy is after this next year when Dupec leaves, the NUIC will have 22 teams in the conference. 8 teams play 11-man football. Yeah.
Oh,
and then
there's
a couple co-ops in there, like Pearl City and Eastland,
yeah.
Eastland and Pearl City. And then there's, I don't know, I want to say 5 or 6 8-man teams. And so it's just kind of fallen to the wayside. So we have to get two non-conference games every year. So it's interesting.
Ever see you guys playing in Iowa school?
Well, we've talked about with the command storm, but it's the two-year cycle thing, right? The two-year cycle thing doesn't match up with us, but it would have been in 21, COVID year would have been great because he was very solid command team, and we had a pretty good team over in Fulton. So that would have been awesome. That would have been a really, really good game and a huge crowd.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Appreciate the time. We'll talk about another win next week.
Let's hope so. Thank you.
All right. Back to wrap things up on the River City Sports Review.
Domestic Plumbing of Clinton. Since 1932, this area has counted on Domestic Plumbing as the leader in steam and hot water boiling systems, as well as heating and air conditioning. The trained and licensed professionals at Domestic are there for residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional work. Join the long list of satisfied customers who have put their trust in Domestic Plumbing for over 90 years. Domestic Plumbing, 716 South 2nd Street, Clinton. Give them a call at 563-242-0022.
Well, I want to thank all the coaches and athletes for stopping by. Interesting program. Got a chance to talk to a couple of young men who are going to be at the state golf tournament next week representing Central DeWitt. We saw two of their better football players on the program tonight in quarterback Hudson Kruko and his receiver, Brady Meadows. Of course, got a chance to talk a little volleyball. Great to see Stacy Canavy come in on the program. We got a lot coming up for you tomorrow. Philadelphia at the New York Giants. Eagles have been struggling, but so have the Giants. That should be a good ball game. We'll have it for you. Clinton, of course, will be hosting North Scott. On Saturday, we're going to have a doubleheader for you, Iowa at Wisconsin. That is a 6 o'clock kick. Our pregame at 4, Illinois is hosting Ohio State, and that is going to be an 11 o'clock kick. So we're going to bring you the Ohio State-Illinois game on Saturday, pregame at 10:30. And then, of course, Monday Night Football, the Bears are going to be at Washington. Our thanks to Mike Rustrelli and his staff. What a great job they do of hosting the program. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rustrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports presentation.